drop the ice in the Buffalo. Line up the mics and away we go. We got 99 minutes down the rabbit hole.
About it. You had a terrible boom. One.
Dry.
I had this. We went out.
Teeth was dry.
I went out with this chick from like the Mason area. Okay. Meet up at ooh. Liberty Center.
Ooh.
Great. Attractive. But way more personality attractive, right? Like not a supermodel, not important, right?
Just
attractive and humorous. Had a great conversation. We were both nervous, first date, and then we get all the way to...
the sex.
No, the end of the we went to Kona Grill.
The Hershey Highway. Oh, the end of the Hershey
yeah.
Highway.
And so we had a great dinner.
What do you have?
We had some sushi.
Sushi?
Sushi.
Give us some of that.
What is Brick Tamlin say on, not Brick, but what's...
Steve Kerr?
No, what was the sportscaster's name?
Oh, Champ Kind.
Champ Kind. He goes, maybe have some sushi.
Grab some chicken.
Maybe some sex.
It was chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah. Grab some chicken. Maybe some sex.
Yeah,
that goes.
But no, we didn't have that. I had the macadamia nut chicken and sushi as the start, and we tried... New Christmas themed drinks. We had this like
is this recently?
Eggnog. Yeah, it was last two Thursdays ago.
Ooh, okay. Spiked eggnog, nice.
Yeah, so we had all these different things, and it was just like we'd been talking for like 2 weeks, and then it was let's go out, have fun, but then say yes to as many things on the menu as you can. Right? I don't want to go too far. So the end of the night, we're not ready to go. It's like 11 o'clock. We've been at the restaurant since 7, and we're still talking and
holy
having fun. Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm sorry,
I'd be
10.
So bored.
Oh, no.
That's the thing, though, is that it was
Kyle
fun.
Kyle already had sex with 3 different women by then.
At the same restaurant.
At the same restaurant.
Well done. So I...
You ever heard
we
of
go over to the Roosevelt Room in the back of the Liberty Center area. You know what that's at?
No, I do not.
I do not.
It's back that by sounds... the Cooper's Hawk.
I don't go to fake VIP locations.
Cooper's
this
Hawk.
This is the
it's
Roosevelt
just a bar.
Room.
That's all it is.
It's connected to Cooper's Hawk?
It's directly, shares a wall with Cooper's Hawk.
Oh, okay.
So it's the bar.
So it's why do I, is it directly across the street from Topgolf?
No. This is at Liberty Center. So it's
which one's that?
Liberty Center is a little,
three X.
Oh, is that where the like, Funny Bone is?
Yes.
Liberty Center.
Yeah, and it's right by the Funny Bone.
Okay.
So there's the movie, there's the Funny Bone right behind the movie. If you go one over from the movie, it's.
I still think we should do Topgolf one night.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do too.
I think that'd be fun.
There's a new like Scene 75.
I know that. So that's
then
funny
Roosevelt
you say that.
Room.
It's funny you say that. That arcade Scene 75. Eric's daughter is dating the guy who owns that kid.
Jonah's
really?
Kid?
Yeah, who owns that fucking...
is that the one that plays hockey?
No, the other daughter.
Oh, okay.
Dates this kid.
Okay.
The younger daughter dates that guy's
cool.
kid. So he always has free tickets and tokens.
Nice.
I kind of wish I was dating him.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
So we go to Roosevelt Room.
Ski ball.
Having fun.
I love ski ball.
I drive her back to her car. Very... positive ending to the night. I'll let you
how that
read
happened.
Between the lines. And
OTPHJ only.
OTPHJ. And so in the car, never like, and then she gets out and she sends me a message on the Facebook dating app and
you
says,
"Skipped a
there's
very
a Facebook dating app,
a very yeah. large, a very vital part of that story."
Yeah, I'm going to let the
large.
Listeners
finish
think.
In the car. You said,
"Do you have a V?
No.
UV light? We can go out and."
No, I didn't say finish in the car.
I thought you said finish in the car, and
no,
she
like,
gets out.
We didn't do. We it just made out. That was it.
Ow.
That was all it was.
Man, it's so
what
weird
are you fucking 16? I know.
What
old people make out?
I'm only 43. Jesus Christ.
Dry hump too, man.
But here's the thing. This is what's crazy. She sends me her on the app.
God.
You're not supposed to like usually give numbers until you feel super comfortable or whatever else.
Oh, really?
Sends me yeah. So she sends me her number and says, "Hey, let's get off the app. Here's my number. I'm home. let me know when you get home. So I text her when I get home.
Well, Rochambeau.
Yeah, so I was like, hey, I'm here. I'm at home. I'll text you tomorrow.
That was kicking each other in the nuts.
It is. So, okay. Yeah. So I say,
I thought it meant something else.
I'll text you tomorrow on your phone. I have to speak at a conference the next morning at like 8:30. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
I bet I would hate your speeches.
So you wait.
God damn. You are such a prick.
Naturally, you waited 3 days to call.
No, I go to text her at like 3 o'clock that afternoon. She unmatched with me, and I didn't save her number.
Oh, no.
This is the shit that goes on in the dating world.
Oh, Say that again.
Another one. She's just unmatched with me, so I no longer have access to the entire
conversation. Wait. What does that mean?
I'm telling you.
Unmatched?
Unmatched.
Okay.
Like we were a match. Okay. Now we're not matched.
So somebody would, does the algorithm unmatch you, or does she say?
She does it, or I would do it.
That way he can't contact her anymore.
Well, that's the thing, though, is I'm like, what? You gave me your number.
Should have screwed her in the car. Shit didn't do it. Here's the other thing. Like, I can't be with no pussy.
During this episode was filming, or recording.
Oh, no.
The previous one.
She matched back with you.
No. A separate one matched with me on the Bumble, right?
Is that her?
No, this is her, this Amber says...
That's disappointing.
Hi, Mitch. I'm going to be honest. I may have tried to talk to someone new a little too soon. I'm going to take a little break, and maybe we'll catch up when I'm back. Oof. We just matched today. She sends me a message.
She just thinks you're a fuck.
That's the thing, though.
Heard you on the podcast.
Did you play that fucking donkey song for her?
Yes, I did.
I'd unmatched with you if I heard that. I wanted to unmatch with you the last donkey. Episode.
Diggity-tink. The Italian Christmas donkey.
What's your picture on there?
It's me out back here.
Really?
Is it a fun-looking picture?
I keep on changing it.
Or do you look like you have date rape face in it?
When have I ever looked like date rape? Jesus Christ.
You got a backwards hat on.
I do. Strike one.
What?
Can't have a backwards hat when you're 40 years old.
You only get two more, Mitch.
Kyle knows. Kyle's right.
You can't.
I don't know how to.
I only wear backwards hats when I go to baseball games, and even then, I'm self-conscious.
And he's married.
And I'm married.
Yeah, he's not looking for trim.
Yeah.
I like how he said that.
Trim. Let's go pick up some trim. That's it. Strip club.
That's not a bad picture, Mitch.
Let me see.
But I'm telling you, I took
it as far as it could go, Mitch.
Quick.
The
quick,
backwards let me tell you hat this. when you have the age of 43.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Is it worse that it's a snapback hat?
Yes.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah. Ooh, the wind stood no chance.
That's not acceptable either.
That's okay. That's a good one.
I don't like that one either. I like that one.
Look how crooked my nose is.
I like that one.
That one's not bad. It shows
when you're wearing your hat normal.
Everyone's
bald, Mitch.
But here's the thing. I know, I'm bald in all of them.
Everyone's flawed.
He said flawed.
Immediately.
I don't need to point out that you're bald.
Just so you guys know, though, I have no idea what I'm doing.
I know. No one does, Mitch.
Yeah. No,
it's the thing.
It's wild.
Ugh.
I hate most all of it. And there are times where I just want to like quit. And then
I'm sure.
Yeah, but I like...
I like pussy.
Oh, yeah.
I like hot.
I like sleeve of wizard.
Sorry. Yeah.
Boy, it is.
Do you remember that from Borat?
It tastes like Papa John's.
My sister's vagina looking like a sleeve
looking
of
like
wizard.
Sleeve of wizard. She's number 3 prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. We're very proud.
We're very proud.
Oh, God. Have you gone on a date with anyone that you haven't met online?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you? Are they like friends of friends?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think that's how you find the ones.
I'm going out with somebody on Friday at second date, and I met through, she just moved to the area, and I met her through somebody else, and we started talking.
Although I think that is how a lot of people meet nowadays.
Online they do, yeah.
Those sites.
But I think it's a joint desperation thing too, though, sometimes.
So desperation is a strong word.
The difference between you, though, Mitch, is that you don't seem like you're desperate to be in a long-term relationship.
I'm not desperate to do anything.
I think a lot of people in their early 40s and mid 40s after they get divorced and like get
because they're accustomed.
Yes, and then they get like
jump
they'll
right
get desperate and start dating psychos, and then they'll be miserable.
I was talking about that with my daughter the other day. That I just don't. I'm not interested in intensity. You know, like I'm okay with the idea of a long-term relationship, but I'm not okay with I need to spend every moment with you. Yes. We each have our own lives.
You'd be open to a long-term relationship with the right person.
Yeah.
You but just don't want to dive into it.
Exactly. And I don't want to do it just because I miss the accompaniment of somebody.
Right.
I'm fine by myself. I'm a
see, and the,
quality
and
dude.
Yeah. Me and my wife are we gay. Don't gay. We're both gay. She's on female sniffies.
That would be wild. Is there a female
sniffies? I don't think so.
I wish there
Gashies.
That would be cool, man.
Let's find it.
Let's see some pussy.
Adult friend finder.
Let's see some pussy. We're like, we don't even like we like demand our own like independent time from one another too.
Yeah, because you're
like there's
adults.
Yeah,
it's good to have.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's like
have.
I don't, you know, it's like I'm gonna go do this. She's gonna, we don't feel like we have to. It's those clingy couples that are like, yeah. Like if I had a wife that
just like that,
yeah. Yeah, just like that.
Jimmy, do your best to make to do that noise. Try it.
I don't think I can.
Yeah. Good effort, Kyle.
It's fucking, yeah. It's like no, I could not live with one of those wives. You going out with your friend again? It's no. Like what the fuck, no. You like?
They have to understand
Italian
that there's
Christmas donkey.
There's a life without you.
Yeah, oh yeah, like, yeah.
There needs to be.
Yeah.
Man, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Which is why you should have him contract killed and then get all of his life insurance. I always make jokes about her having me bumped off.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you go like, to the Netherlands.
Yeah, I know. It's like
get a contract. Oh, my God. That's Jason Bourne.
Oh, my God. I would be privileged to be killed by Jason Bourne.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
That'd be pretty sweet. You got whacked by Jason Bourne.
You put that on your tombstone.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I would fight
whacked
back.
By Jason Bourne.
For just to say that I did, I would stand no chance
in,
against Jason Bourne.
In heaven
Bourne.
And hell, you would say.
No, I would fight back.
He'd
right
be
there.
In both, in heaven and hell. I bet you're a ninja. You could be a ninja, right?
I could.
Yeah.
I could.
I just didn't want to.
Yes.
I just didn't want to.
Yeah,
I called it off.
Yeah.
I got through day three and I was like,
I was already making the guys look bad. They were already starting to get self-conscious.
They said
I felt that the world of ninjas deserved more than for me to become one.
Yeah.
I'm a black belt in everything.
Beverly Hills ninja. Yeah.
Did you guys see the stuff about Kevin from Home Alone going to the grocery store, what the total charge was of
yeah,
what he did then
I saw something on that.
To now?
I saw that, yeah.
It's like $19 then, and now it's like a $66 thing.
Yeah. It does, yeah.
I mean, it was 30 years ago. Of course it's going to be.
Yeah, but that's
more.
A lot.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Like
that,
I mean,
it was even long. Isn't it over 30?
Yeah.
When was that, 91? 92?
Have you seen the list of the women that Macaulay Culkin's pulled in his life?
Oh, it's
Mila Kunis.
90.
You know who he's married to now, right?
Yeah, she's hot.
Super hot.
Yeah, real hot.
Like, amazing hot.
What's her
is
name?
Is it Brenda Song?
No. Yes, it's Brenda Song.
He's married to Brenda
Song.
Yes, it's
Brenda Song from Cody and...
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
Yes,
he was with Rachel Miner, too.
He's with Mila Kunis, Rachel... Yeah, he was with all of them. I mean, the dude... They have kids together. They have kids. He got a Walk of Fame thing, and he commented to Brenda... Brenda... I didn't even know Brenda Song was alive still. And then it turns out that she's married to Macaulay Culkin.
How does that
there
dork.
You go. Everyone the Macaulay Culkins dated. Oh, Rachel
Minor, tits.
Good choice.
Tits.
Mila Kunis.
Like for a while.
Yeah, they were together for a while.
Jordan Lane
Price. That was when he was doing his little man bun thing.
Brenda Song. She is cute.
Is he married to her
cute.
Now?
Yeah. Oh,
they're
yeah.
Married, yeah.
She is so.
She's the least hot. I think he
you
could
think
do better.
Least hot?
Yeah.
I think
of
she's
all
gorgeous.
Those girls, she's the least hot.
I don't know who Jordan Lane Price is.
That's a wild thought.
She.
It's a wild
it's a controversial thought. Let's see how it pays out. See how it works out for him. No, funny thing, we were talking about Macaulay Culkin. We were talking about being in New York. I went to New York with Timmy's brother and his wife.
Nene?
Nene last weekend. Nene. And, we went over there and you know just kind of went around and bar hopped. We went to like the fucking you know his sister in law's a
did you
big,
go ice skating?
We did not. That you couldn't even. I probably would have if I could have.
If he went ice skating,
if he is that supposed to be fat Jennifer Aniston?
Faniston.
That's what she'd look like.
Yeah.
But we went to like Rockefeller Center, the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, yeah. And then like went to Times Square and shit at the beginning to take him there, but. We ended up on this fucking bum train. I've never seen so many bums on one train.
No shit.
It was the A line from literally from like right in Southern Greenwich Village all the way to like we stayed in like the financial district,
yeah,
which is like a ghost town at night on weekends.
Yeah.
And yeah, jumped on the blue line, the A train, and it was just like, what the fuck are these? And his brother, it was so funny because like his brother doesn't like crowds,
but he hates them.
But he was like keeping his cool. But we got onto this train, and it was like it fucking smelled like bum shit.
Oh, yeah. Was John Rocker there?
I wish he was. He'd have cleaned it up. He'd be like, God, you fuck, it looks like Beirut. What the fuck was I talking about? I lost my train of thought. There was a reason.
The bum train.
Yeah, well, the bum train. It was, I swear to God, in this one car on this subway train, there were like at least a dozen homeless people like sleeping.
How do you know?
I counted them.
He can't count.
They were.
How do you know that they're homeless?
I could tell. I could smell that they were homeless. All right,
fair enough. Were a couple homeless people. OTF.
Outside
into the convention center.
Oh yeah, they do that. Yeah, going to use the toilet paper that should be outlawed, banned under the Geneva Convention.
Look for your pants again. Didn't see.
Didn't find my pants there. I lost my pants.
OTF.
Yeah.
Ohio Turfgrass Foundation.
Oh, you didn't go?
I was in Denver.
That's when you lost your pants last year.
Yes. Was that OTF last year?
Facts.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
It was last year.
Last year. Yeah. Lost them there.
Fucking lost your pants. Uh-huh. Yeah. Who the hell loses pants? Yeah. At a conference.
I do.
Without fooling around with a woman or shitting
you. It was the first day that I wore them, too.
Yeah.
That's what the best part about it was.
Oh, it was
I wore them and lost them the first day I bought them.
That was so good.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
You need to grow up.
You need to grow up, you fucking loser. That's what made me think about it. Okay, Macaulay Culkin played in a movie called... You ever see a movie called Party Monster?
No.
That he was in? It was him and Seth Green. Pull up Party Monster.
Seth Green?
Seth Green was in it. Yeah, it was like an early 2000s movie, and it followed this...
I got a story about Seth Green.
This kind of like New York, these like New York socialites in the 80s that were like, they were called like the Party Kids or some shit.
Okay.
Man, I don't know how quick you're going to... That's it, Party Monster.
2003.
Michael Ealing was who he played.
Oh my God, Wilder Waldron.
Yep, Wilmer Waldron.
And Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah, there was a bunch of people in it.
Chloe Sevigny.
It was in. Yep. Oh, I love her. I love, especially after the Brown Bunny. Girl could suck
Marilyn Manson was in it.
Yep, he had a cameo in it too. So it was this Macaulay Culkin plays this kid, this guy who was like a late teens kind of party monster, party socialite. Who built up like the underground club scene that was like in the 80s, and it was like the acid trip, like kind of psychedelic. Ooh. Down in the Bowery of in Midtown in the Bowery of New York. And Seth Green.
Oh, okay.
So
it's like, based on a true story.
Oh yeah, completely.
Oh my God, John Stamos.
Yeah, Stamos is in it. Dylan McDermott was like a club owner, and Macaulay Culkin was this guy, Michael Ealing, who became this like party, the center of this party thing where everyone wanted to party around him, and he was like, gave drugs out to everyone, and he was like bisexual, so they were like having orgies and shit, and it all centered around this club called the Limelight, which was on like 25th and like 5th Avenue.
Okay, you went?
It is now a pizza joint that I always go to, which is it's Grimaldi's Pizza. It was an old defunct church, and they took over this church, and they partied and turned it into this club that had all these like multiple rooms in it. And there was wild shit going on like all through the 80s.
Interesting.
And the guy Michael Ealing ended up like killing another one of the socialite kind of popular guys. Over like a drug bill, like or drug debt, and then killed the guy, and ended up doing like 20 some years in jail over it. He just got out. I think he actually just died. The Michael Ealing guy did, but the Limelight. There it is, right there. Click on see the Limelight in the middle of plot there, Kyle. Yep, click on that. If it'll come up, that's weird. That it's not.
Wiki's being weird.
It's freezing,
Wiki's a bitch.
It's being a bitch. And
see, look. Yeah,
so like every time I've gone into this place, it's just one little section of this old church that the pizza part is in. But we walk into and I've probably eaten in there 4 or 5 times, like this Brooklyn style pizza. And it's weird. It's being weird. Wonder if it's just not getting service. But NYC
New
after
power.
There you go. That's it. So that's the church there.
Damn.
And there was one part, like you would go into this one part of it, but we went in and there were there was a bunch of people in there, but the guy was like, oh, you could sit back here if you want to. And he walked us into this through this back door that we never had been through before.
That he did.
And he walked us into like the, it's, they got tables and shit set up in like where the club was. So like we actually went back in there and like sat down in like this like neoned up fucking part of it that was like the dance club part of the Limelight where like all this wild shit went on.
Yeah.
And I'd never been back in there. I didn't even know you could access it from there, but it was like, oh shit, awesome. But then they came back right after we sat down. They came back like 2 minutes later and were like, we fucked up and we put you guys in here. There's a party of like 75 people coming in like 20 minutes.
Okay.
So they moved us out of there, but I got to go into the club part of the Limelight and I was like, holy shit. Like this is where all this wild shit happened. But
there's that sounds pretty cool, but I can only imagine retrofitting a church into a crazy ass nightclub.
Oh yeah.
That's,
oh yeah.
It's feels sacrilegious, but also pretty bodacious.
Which, but also would make it cooler because yeah, it is exactly. Kind of sacrilegious. Yeah. When it comes to that.
So
but,
did you get to explore and see like murder scenes or anything?
No, didn't see any murder scenes. I don't know if anyone got murdered in the Limelight, but it was like an apartment. I think it was an apartment slaying from before, but he ended up pleading to like manslaughter or some shit.
Really?
And he didn't get life, but yeah, I think the guy just died. But yeah, it was like this wild like party shit back in the day when they did all that. But yeah, so it was a good
next
time.
Next time you go, I'm gonna have to remind you. This lady girl I graduated with called the Za Report.
Okay, why do I feel like I know that? Is it a pizza thing?
Yeah. So the Za Report, Miriam Weiskind is her name. She and I went to high school together, and then she created a unique pizza thing, made it all the way up to Good Morning America, ABC News.
Is it like a rating system?
Yeah, so her pandemic passion created a unique model for New York pizzerias. So she ended up launching something. But anyway, the whole thing was she, with the help of thousands of local and online supporters, tried to bring Sicilian and Neapolitan style pizza pies from pop-up to pizzeria and then ended up having this whole thing. So I'll read more so I'm more prepared here in a second to explain it. But she's in New York City and you should try it because I hear the pizza's freaking amazing.
So it's her own restaurant now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She's got one in Portland too, I heard. So
what is it called?
The Za Report.
The Zara. Okay, so I thought it was like some
a
kind of
graphic
like,
designer and journalism major, and okay. So she's gonna do one.
Pull
Zara
that,
report.
Link that up. The Zara Report.
Yeah,
I wonder where it's at in the old NYC. The Zara. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Pizza from the heart.
There you go.
Closer to the heart.
That's
is that
Miriam.
Her?
Yep.
She's kind of hot.
No ranch.
She's pretty.
New York City's hottest pop up pizzerias is now in Portland.
Ooh.
Until February 5th, so it's pop-ups.
So it's just
they're
all
doing
pop-ups.
Yeah, they've done all kinds of different pop-ups all around. And so now she's in Portland until the beginning of the year, next year.
So it's just a pop-up in New York, too?
Yeah, they did New York from August 2020.
Okay.
Over and over and over again, but it was to try and get people different types of pizza in all these different places.
Like Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, I mean, look at this, though. They featured her on all
these
different
things.
That's pretty crazy. So... Yeah, Northmont grad.
You think you can get her here and make me a pizza?
Yeah, we're friends on on. Oh, speaking of friends, it's Allie LaForce's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday!
It was her birthday 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks,
4 weeks ago.
While we're recording,
this is airing
this
on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it was back in December.
Is she working tonight?
Yeah, I think they're back. They are back this week. Yeah, because
The in-season tournament.
In-season tournament. Man, yeah. Anthony Davis really kicked some ass.
Had a hell of a game.
40-25-4. That's a big stat line. Timmy, you know what those stats mean?
Not.
I don't know what they mean either.
40 points, 20 rebounds, 22 rebounds, 5 blocks.
Yeah.
Four assists.
He had a big game.
I don't watch that game. Yeah. I don't watch that. But I did go to a Colorado Avalanche game.
Ooh,
by myself.
Nice. By yourself?
Yeah, by myself. Yeah.
Why by yourself? There were so many people there with you.
No, there was just one guy there with me.
There's only one guy with you.
Yeah.
Who'd they play that game?
They played the Ducks. Quack, quack.
Nice.
Ducks.
They're no longer the Mighty Ducks?
No, I don't think so. I think they're just the Anaheim Ducks now.
They changed their logo, too.
Yeah, they weren't. They were unrecognizable. Yeah. If they had been wearing the D2 the Mighty yes. Ducks jerseys, I'd have been. It was hard to root against the Ducks because yeah. of the movie.
Oh yeah,
but
Charlie Conway and the boys.
So I was trying to decide last week. So I went
him
from
and Dirty Mike.
So started the new and job. The I was supposed to start the new job on Tuesday. Uh-oh, okay,
what? You got fired?
I did not get fired. I was supposed to start the new job on Tuesday. I'm going around with, you know, Matt, this guy that I've known for 20 years who helped me get the job. He calls me up and he goes, dude, and there was a chance that I told Amanda because we went to New York City over the weekend and I was supposed to start Tuesday because we were supposed to come back Monday. And he's like, hey, dude, I got to go to Denver. Is there any chance you could fly to Denver from New York on Sunday night? And like, and I know you don't have to, we're not putting pressure on you to it, but it's just one of those things where there's so much that you could learn in this first week, you know, with this opportunity of what we're going to be doing, unloading, doing all the tests and shit on all these.
Yeah,
all
you don't even have a corporate account yet. You're just booking
nothing,
travel.
Nothing. Well, he booked it for me, but I got my Delta points out of it.
Nice.
But he's like, find a direct, you know, see if you can find. I said, all right, I'll find one.
So
you
gotta have direct from New York.
Oh, yeah,
Denver.
Yeah. And yeah. I found a Delta one out of JFK from. It was like a 7:15 departure that night.
Nice.
So when that was Sunday night, I was supposed to come back Monday, but Amanda was like, we'll just drive back Sunday after you go to the airport and we'll go to like Pittsburgh. Because she was with Timmy and Nene, or with Nene and Feltz. And so they're like, yeah, that's fine. So I got on the fucking, and I had this whole entire fucking debacle with trying to go out to gym. It took me 3 hours to get on the train to get from. To get from Manhattan to JFK.
Ugh.
And I barely made my flight. Like, I had to, like, run to get to my flight.
Oh, that would have been
fun. I would love to see that.
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Thank God I'd set up TSA pre-check because I wouldn't have made it if I didn't.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And, smart. But they there was no warning. That same one that was a bum train is the A train that runs out to JFK from the financial district. So I get on it at, like, my flight's not till 7 something. I got on it at, like, 3:30. I'll just go out there. I'll hang out in the airport and wait. It was supposed to be an hour train ride.
Okay.
And in 5 stops into it, somewhere in the middle of fucking shitty ass Brooklyn, Bedford Stuy, it just stops. And it's like, that's the last stop. And I'm like, what do you mean this is the last stop? It's the fucking A train. It's supposed to go to JFK. No, you know, the track is shut down. You need to go up and get on a transit bus that's going to take you across Queens or across Brooklyn to this other stop. And they are like, there's a fucking 1,000 people trying to get off these trains to get on there. They have these transit buses. And they like shove us into these fucking trains. And like one guy from Port Authority or whatever is like, you guys, why didn't you take the J train? I'm like, fucking, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I literally said, I'm next to another guy who's flying international to Manchester. His flight's like at the same time, him and his wife. And he's like, nobody said anything to me. So we were on this bus crammed like fucking sardines for like an hour and 20 minutes to get to this next stop.
I was
close to having a fucking meltdown. Like it was that, like, you know,
you should have had that blood pressure.
Yeah, I know. It would have been through the fucking roof. Yeah. My vision was blurring. Sure. I was getting so fucking pissed.
Pets and, heads are falling off.
Yeah. Yeah. My pet's heads
honey
were falling.
Mustard.
And then
I need a shot of honey mustard.
So we just get on a train. They drive us to another, to a, like, skip all of the ones under construction and then drop us at, like, Euclid Avenue. And we're driving through. There's fucking construction box trucks blocking the road. Oh. We sat there for 30 minutes. People were passing out on the bus. No bullshit. And I'm going, like, they're going to have to fucking call medics. It was like, end of the world shit.
How do people live this?
I know. And everyone's like screaming at the bus driver, let us off the fucking bus. And like, and I'm just like,
that
Jesus Christ.
Bus driver.
And of course, I'm in shit ass Brooklyn now. So I'm going like, I can't just get out and get a fucking cab somewhere.
Yeah.
So like, so I finally.
My nephew lives in Bedford Stuy.
Yeah, it's not. It's, dude, it's shitty as fuck. Like,
maybe
that
he
whole.
Live there, then.
Yeah, he probably lives in like Williamsburg. Or Park Slope. But the, finally, like, have to get on another train, and it ended up not being there. There were the blue line splits right at the end by JFK, and we got on the wrong fucking one. But luckily, this guy who'd worked there was like, you need to get off at this exit or get off at this stop, and then wait for the train right behind it, and that one will take you to JFK. But then, like, get to JFK, and then there's, like, another air train, like, transit thing that runs through the fucking airport. You ever flown through JFK, Mitch?
Absolutely, yeah.
The transit train that takes you to the terminals that wraps around all of it.
Yep.
And, of course, I'm flying. I'm going, like, it's, like, it's – there's, like, super there's annoying. Like, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7 – and I'm going like, okay, I'm a Delta flies out of 4. So I'm like, okay, I'll be the second one. And it magically, it fucking goes backwards. And I'm the fucking last one.
Bushwick.
And so, yeah.
He lives in Bushwick. Okay.
Yeah, it's still not a very good area from what I know.
Good.
Yeah, he's doing well. But the, he's 26. Yeah, he's a top dog VP at Dean Witter. And he lives in fucking Bushwick. But like, finally got there and Delta was fucking chaos. I barely fucking made it and got on the plane and was like, holy shit. And,
well, at least you got there.
Yeah, I know. And flew out there and then yeah, did all the shit and then yeah, we had to unload the light rig in Denver, and then of course it was all fucked up. Their loading dock wasn't long enough, so we had to like back a trailer up to another fucking like container truck. It was all, dude, I haven't had that much fun in 1 week of work than I did in this past week at the first week of it. It was fucking awesome. That's cool. Yeah. And just, yeah, hanging out at the fucking, you know, and then went up to Boulder and went to see Abby McNeil.
Stadium looks awesome.
Yeah, in it's Louisville, but it's spelled Louisville out there. But they call it Louisville. Yeah, they pronounce it the proper way out there because they have educations, unlike Kentucky people. And
God's country.
Nephew Jacob said, "What's up to America?"
Oh, right.
The world, he said. Give the people what they want. Tell them Bushwick ain't so bad.
Yeah. Good God.
Nephew Jacob said, "Fuck you, Joel." Yeah, Bushwick is sweet.
I rode on a bus through Bushwick. And yeah, he's braver than I am. Jesus. But like, but no, so yeah, we were out there and it was in, I had talked to Matt, doesn't like hockey. Matt's like, you know, he's like, he was talking about his wife wanting to go to a Blue Jackets game. He's like, I fucking can't say hockey. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm just confused. Yeah, and it's like, which I'll be 100% honest. I feel like Amanda feels when she's like watching an NFL game. And I'm like, you know, calling flags that were thrown. And she's like, how do you fucking see that? How do you know? I feel like that when I'm watching hockey because I don't understand all the penalties. And I've tried to go with games with, you know, with Lesko Brandon, who was like a really good hockey player in high school. He coaches like UD's fucking club hockey team. So he knows all, but he doesn't elaborate on what the penalty is. Okay. He's just like, yeah, that was tripping. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like what constitutes high stick versus like, you know, and all this shit. And
crotch.
I do understand that like the puck can't cross the blue line into the zone the offside. Yeah. I get that shit and I get the icing now. But like before it was just kind of like, I know they're trying to get the puck in the fucking goal. Like I get that. But when they're calling penalties and shit, I'm like, what the hell? But Matt was just like, yeah, I don't understand it. I don't really like going to it. And then, so I was like, all right. But the fucking Avalanche were there like on Tuesday night and I had fucking downtime. And I was like, I mean, it was like 9/10 of a mile to walk to the arena from my hotel.
Nice.
They play at Ball Arena, right?
Yep.
Where the Nuggets play.
Yep.
Do cartwheels there.
I know. Yeah. And so I was like, am I going to fucking walk all? I'm going to walk down there. I'm like, I don't know. Go by myself. And then I started watching Vivid Seats. And they were like,
dude,
the tickets were plummeting.
Was it really?
Oh, dude, I got a ticket. It was the second row of the upper level. It was like $19 after taxes.
Nice.
Or after fees. That's, it was like crazy. $13.
After fees.
Yeah. And the
Vivid's fantastic.
The awesome thing about it.
It's always the cheapest.
Yeah.
That's where we bought your tickets.
Yeah. That's where we bought all your tickets for this game, for the games that was. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And, but the cool thing about it was I clicked the first one where I could just buy one ticket. And okay, you know, most of them are like, you got to buy it in twos or fours. Mm-hmm. So I clicked the first one. It was like 1 through 6 tickets. So I just like picked one.
You picked the third.
No, so I didn't pick any of them. I just, right in the middle, I'm not shitting you. I just clicked one as one ticket that I wanted from that group. And they gave me one in the middle. So I had six. No one bought the other seats. So I literally had three seats on each side of me. It was the fucking best experience. Yeah. They had great pizza in there too, man.
Oh,
Not as good as the Jets. I don't know. It was almost like it was some kind of like house brand.
Deep dish thin.
It was like a thinner. Or like a, you know, almost like a New York style. Yeah. That's the new weighing thing now is like how we could not believe we went to a Blue Jackets game, how awesome the pizza was there.
It was Jets pizza. Man. And it was like,
I mean, it was like legit.
Jets.
Yeah. Like it wasn't, like, you know, it was like shitty. Jets? No, yeah.
Was it Hungry Jets. Howie's?
No, it's, you know, we're talking about like when you go to the Dragons and fucking get Donatos, it's not like the Donatos you get from the store.
Got it.
Yeah.
That the Jets was at
like the crust was Nationwide. That turbo crust, the crispy pan pizza.
I'm getting chills.
I know, and we were talking about it while we're like, God damn, this is so fucking. We're at the game, like this is the best fucking pizza I've ever had in an arena or a stadium before.
Nice.
And but that their pizza was fucking good out there too. At it, but so now I'm gonna. I guess I've started marking the lists of the hockey state. So I'm gonna add the hockey arenas
Would you have gone to a Nuggets game if they were in town too?
Probably not. Okay. I don't like NBA totally basketball.
Man,
really,
you gotta go, man.
I mean, I don't know. Somebody so fucking talented. But that's the funny thing about it is Matt likes basketball way more than he likes hockey.
Yeah.
So he was.
So he would have wanted to go to the Nuggets. I would have gone with him.
I'd have gone with him
for $13.
Yeah. I wouldn't have gone if it was me by myself, but. Yeah, but dude, that was a great. It was a great fucking arena. They had a good.
I've heard it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it was pretty rocking. They won
Ball's Arena.
Yeah, Ball Arena. It used to be the Pepsi Center.
Yeah, it used to be Pepsi Center. Now it's Ball Arena.
Yeah, and I think it was a 3-2. Fucking Ducks pulled the goalie at the end.
Nice.
And it was intense. Like the last minute and a half was intense. It was awesome.
Joe Sakic is in the building.
Yeah,
something's good gonna happen.
Yeah, something good's gonna happen.
He works in like the front office for the Avalanche now. He's like a VP or operations, whatever Lasorda used to do for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah,
before he got back into it.
Oh yeah,
he's like
fall down when bats get the
big baby.
Ooh, fall down. Yeah. What have you been up to, Timmy? Anything exciting? No.
Why do you answer for him every time?
I'm just trying because I know what he's gonna say. No, fucking.
Yeah, you did.
Sucks.
You did something.
Sucks. What's the most exciting thing you've done in the last 2 weeks, Timmy? I got TiVo.
I went to my brother's annual Christmas party on Saturday.
Your brother Rob?
Rob.
Yeah.
How many bros?
He's got a bunch of family, three. But they're not all that. They're a mixed line, aren't they?
Mixed lot, yeah. I have one full brother, two half brothers, an ex step brother, a stepsister, and three half sisters.
Jesus Christ!
On the other side.
Nice.
The Timmies, the Ruxpins do a lot of fucking.
Yeah.
Lots
no TVs in the bedroom.
No TVs in the bedroom.
Yeah. Everybody says doggy style is the way to get pregnant.
Yeah. Yep. Do you have a TV in your bedroom, Mitch?
Ass up.
Do you have a TV in your bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
So do you watch TV at night before you go to bed every night in your bedroom?
Yes.
Do you?
I barely turn my TV on in the bedroom.
Really?
It's for football Sundays. That's usually when
Just when you're sitting in bed watching football?
Why are you in your bedroom?
Because I'm on my computer.
During the day.
I'm on my computer, and I'll be able to get a couple things done while I got the TV on.
No.
I've been watching Lost. No. I never watched it when I originally ran.
John Locke and the boys?
Ooh.
A little Hurley action?
Yeah. almost at the end of the first season.
Bastard. Never seen a single episode.
Really? I watched like a quarter of one and was like, this is fucking dumb. I can't stand it. Like Walking Dead. It's like a soap opera with zombies.
Yeah.
But Lost, like, you're... At the end of season one now?
Yeah. We got like two episodes.
Nice.
What's
nice.
Your draw? What do you like about the show?
That one girl.
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. You know what? I'm not gonna watch any more of it. Thanks, Mitch.
He's right in some aspects. It's some not aspects that great. I mean, it's no.
It's a time suck, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I watch an episode before I go to sleep. That's
It's easy to just turn the fucker on and go like
we're on a Seinfeld kick. Like we turn that on to go to sleep. Yeah,
you Amanda, said that a couple Amanda weeks
cannot,
ago.
I can't believe that. Yeah,
okay.
She even if, I, seen, if I like, wanted to put a
season now like 10 times.
If I wanted to put a TV in the bedroom, she wouldn't let me.
Really?
Yeah, she
this can't. Is for fucking only.
Yeah, this is bedroom. Balls deep only. Yeah, no, she's just
you
like
you get in here and I'm. What do they say? Ass up, face down.
Face up, face down, ass up. Yeah. The only watching you're going to be doing.
Yeah, that's right. In no. and out.
I don't know. I mean, I never. I can't. I don't think I've ever been a guy that slept with the TV on. I don't think so. I always sleep with the white noise.
Yeah. But now I turn it off when I can feel I'm going to sleep. Yeah. I just turn it off.
And then I'm out. Used to set a timer.
Yeah, that was cool when they got.
Yeah, what they do away with that for?
They have the auto turn off now. Pricks. Are you still watching?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I am. I get pissed.
I love it when it pauses in Netflix. Like, are you still watching? Yeah. Like right in the middle of an amazing scene.
Yeah.
And it's like fuckers. Just an asshole on the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a whole
watching?
Different. What whole different.
You Debbie does Cleveland.
Yeah. That's Carla does Cleveland. Cleo. Yeah.
Good old Carla.
I love alliteration.
Yeah. Alliteration.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Leftovers? The Leftovers show?
I don't think so.
What's that?
We watched all of that one. It had, what's that fucking dude's
Pull name? It up, Kyle.
Jennifer Aniston's ex-husband
Justin
or boyfriend?
Brad Pitt.
Thoreau?
Yeah, Thoreau. French name. Yeah. He's the main actor.
There it is. American drama series.
It was actually probably one of the better shows, even though it was older. One of the better shows I've seen recently.
Liv Tyler.
It keeps coming back to me.
Anne Dowd is in fucking everything.
Yeah.
She's awesome in everything that she's in.
Yeah, she was good in that, too.
Supernatural?
That one keeps coming
What's
back
supernatural
to me.
About it?
So the basic premise is one day, I think it's a third of the population just disappears. Gone.
Nice.
No explanation, no anything.
And this is a ripoff of Left Behind.
I think we could
most
get rid
of show,
people.
Most of the show, they're trying to figure it out.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know. The main premise of it, but yeah, I thought it was really good.
So you've watched all of that, and it started in what, 2015? It said
it's on HBO. 14.
Yeah,
it's still going.
Where are they located at?
I forget. They move.
Premise.
They move after the first season to a different state.
The sudden departure.
Guilty remnant, a group of white cloth chain smoking nihilists and a cult led by Holy Wayne, a man who views himself as the second coming of Jesus Christ.
New York.
God, I love cults.
Mapleton, New York. I love a good cult flick, too.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one.
I finished The Outsider. It's just, dude, I just can't do Stephen King. Like, he's just too close. That's why if he would just stay.
He really leaves it hanging.
Yeah, if he would keep one foot on the ground when I was, instead of going into complete weirdness, I would be able to stick with him because he builds suspense like amazingly.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, it always just delivers with some weird supernatural shit that I just don't.
Yeah.
Go with, and it's just like, come on. But unlike that Mr. Mercedes.
Right.
Although even that dabbled into it, where it was like the fucking mind-reading shit. Like
the last part of it is where it really started getting out there.
If you didn't want any of that, you could have watched Mr. Baseball.
Yeah, right, with Tom Selleck. What a great flick.
Not a lot of supernatural in that one.
I know.
Almost none.
Probably none.
Did he hurt his foot? No, wait a minute. What movie was that?
I can't believe that Blue Bloods has been on the air for 14 seasons.
I've never seen that. Old people fucking love that
they
show.
They do love that show.
They love it.
It's
my
amazing.
Grandma watches it every fucking week.
My wife would still scream Tom Selleck.
I would.
Yeah, Mitch would.
Mitch would. Yeah. Tom Selleck.
Hell, I did on the way here.
Would you screw Tom Selleck or Sam Elliott first?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
Sam I don't know Elliott. Why I answered
are
that.
You,
so,
are you screwing him or are they screwing you?
Sam Elliott. I think I'd get bored and fall asleep.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, if he was talking to me and we were just chilling.
The sarsaparilla?
Yeah.
The banquet beer?
Yeah.
I tell you.
The quality of the water.
Have you never seen Roadhouse?
Yeah.
He was creepy rapey in that one, man.
He was. The long hair. Was,
yeah.
He has the hair back.
The doctor. Yeah,
yeah, that was odd.
I love him in Parks and Rec.
Oh, yes. Ron.
Oh, he's so good. Yes. Another Ron. Ron.
What the hell is a full freaking vegan?
I've been trying
what
to get through.
What are on your feet?
I got what are on your feet?
This is where it's saying.
I got froze on Parks and I'm not Parks and Rec on Arrested Development after the new seasons. I got froze.
I haven't watched any of them
on the third episode.
The new seasons are weird.
I love that they always said there's always money in the banana stand.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Always money in the banana stand. And then
there was.
And he set it on fire.
Yep.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. What a great show.
That's one of those shows that it took me a while to before I could tolerate it.
Yeah.
Because literally, I was just like, fuck all these people. Just fucking take your son and get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Fuck them. Don't put up with it. But it's like, that's the whole point of the show. Yeah. But like, it's just like, they're all pieces of shit. You can, they're not worth a goddamn second of your time. Not a single one of them is. Get the fuck out of there. And it was like yeah, no.
Jason Bateman was kept. So perfect for
he
that.
Oh, does. I know. He does do well so on that perfect one. Did you guys like show. Ozark?
I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was great, in that, too. Yeah.
I think
he's great in everything he does.
He is. He's great in everything. He's
How
great.
Much did you guys want to kill Laura Linney in that show?
She was...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about kill, but she sucked.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. She was terrible.
The villain.
She was a very bad person.
She was the mommy that was kissing Santa Claus. That's the definition of it. Yeah. Man. She's the worst. Everything
she had
about
her brother whacked.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of respect her for it.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes motherfuckers just got to go.
Her brother was nuts. And like.
Yeah.
But it just, she was perfect because she should have. Did she win something for that? She had to have.
An Emmy.
Win an Emmy for that? Because she fucking should have if she didn't. She played that shit so well. Like, she was so fucking unlikable.
Yeah. I mean, she did what she was supposed to, right? She played the part. Oh my God, look at that face! Like, but she is gonna murder you.
But it was just
nominated
like,
for 3 Oscars.
Okay, see if any. Yeah, there's other nominations in there. See if any Emmys come up. But the she was so fucking perfect. It's just being like, you know, like narcissistic to a point where she was. You know, like shit talking him and attacking him for everything, but like everything that she was doing in there.
Looks like it was
there you
just
go.
Nominated.
She was just nominated? That's a fucking blasphemy.
Lead actress in a drama series.
That she didn't win. She was so fucking hateable in that. It was awesome.
I wonder who won.
From the opening scene when she was cheating on him.
Yeah.
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 From the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
He's watching the porno in the office.
Was that Bert? I think Bert Kreischer, one of the only funny things he ever said was like, oh, that was hot when Laura Linney was getting fucked in Ozark. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, because she was getting fucked like how people really get fucked. And yeah. He's like, what? He's like, no, you know, you watch like these pornos and these romance movies and the girls are like, oh, no, that's not how it happens. It's just like bent over, depressing, like getting like plowed because they hate themselves. I was like, he might have a point there. But like, yeah, she was awesome in that. Wendy Bird.
Wendy yes. Bird, Wendy yeah. Bird.
And like I thought her own, yeah. The Bird Foundation.
That kid, man. Their Noah? Boy. Oh, God. What a...
You ever notice how people are never satisfied by the ending of shows either?
Oh, yeah.
Like everybody has their own opinion.
Yeah.
Is there a show that has a great ending?
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of them do, but...
We should do an entire episode on that.
I thought the end of Breaking Bad was really good.
Like the
Wonder Years finale was fantastic.
That was awesome. That was so fucking depressing.
Boy Meets World finale was fantastic.
I never watched a single episode of Boy Meets World. But the
well, it's a little.
I think the fucking Sopranos ended awesome, and people are like, yeah. "What the fuck? What the fuck?"
Favorite meme, man.
Jonah, that was his name, not Noah. Jonah.
Yeah, Jonah.
Jonah. I love it when they have the guy from Sopranos. Is you're telling me the entire Siberian Orchestra is trans?
Yeah. I do remember seeing that one.
The entire Siberian Orchestra was trans.
You're telling me? I love that.
Three. And one of the Langmore kids is named Three. His name is Three.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was...
Wyatt Langmore, I wanted to stab.
And I think that
when he hooked up with the older chick. That
oh,
was
it was
weird,
terrible.
Man.
That was hot. Lisa
for
Emery.
Who?
Lisa Emery, for both of them.
What do you mean, Lisa? What?
She was in something else, and Megan
Regret?
And I were watching, and
Shame?
She was like, oh my God, that's the old.
She was awesome in that, too.
Show.
In the show?
Yeah, she was
the show. She was good, but also, there's nobody. I would never want to sleep with that woman ever.
No, I wouldn't either. What? I mean, she's a celebrity. But, like,
What's
in real life,
you'd
because you could tell people that you screwed a celebrity.
You do.
Hey, did you ever see Ozark? You know that crazy old bitch that fucking...
Yeah, fucked her.
Yeah, I fucked her. Fucked her.
Not interested.
I'd have sex with Rosie O'Donnell just to tell people I did it.
She's hot now.
Wow. No, she's not.
Check
she's
it out.
She's not even close to hot.
Hot is not
Bring
the right word.
Up.
Hot is not
Rosie
the right
O'Donnell
word.
Rosie O'Donnell is
Rosie O'Donnell's
hot.
More attractive
sure
than Madonna right now.
There is.
Well, that's not hard.
Yeah, that's not hot.
Okay. Madonna looks like a
Rosie O'Donnell 2023
a fentanyl-ridden dinosaur right now.
There's no universe where Rosie O'Donnell.
Hot's the wrong word, but I'm just telling
Timmy,
you, she's
Timmy
not unattractive
down.
Anymore.
Timmy,
none
is,
of those are her. None
oh
of those
God,
are the ones I mean.
Those are all her. Those
Damn it.
All
this
her
is
bits.
Not what I meant.
Dude, Mitch, what the fuck?
I'm totally wrong. Look at everything I said was wrong. Wait. Type in Rosie O'Donnell Madonna 2020. I'm wrong about everything.
Yeah, you are.
hit the Dustin button because I regret everything.
Don't. I want everyone to Google.
Wait, are they fucking?
No.
I hope so.
They're just besties ever since League of
Their Own. God, this is the worst.
Look at Madonna.
I regret. That's she not 2023.
Like, she looks like some kind of lizard.
Madonna is a lizard.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Lizard person.
This is terrible.
Oh, man. Mitch, what the fuck?
I know. I got this wrong.
What are you talking about with Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, I don't see it,
I thought I saw like
she looks like Harry Carey.
Maybe I was wrong.
Maybe that's why you think
she's
hot.
I was so wrong.
You know what? I would make her. She looks like Harry Carey.
Oh, man, Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
I regret it.
Remember when Madonna was cute? God, that was such a good time. I liked her.
Mitch.
Take your penis and shove it up your own ass. That's what she's saying right now.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever heard that joke?
So lesbian.
You ever heard that joke?
What is it?
So a kid and his grandpa are going on a cross-country trip, and they're going to go spread grandma's ashes at the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
And they stop along the way for a couple things, and the kid says, "Grandpa, can I have a drink of your beer?" And he's like, "Does your dick touch your asshole?" And he's like, "No, I'm like 11. He goes, "Well, no, then you can't have it. You can't have any of this beer." And they stop along the way, and the kid catches his grandpa sneaking out. And he goes, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to the strip club." "Can I go?" "Well, does your dick touch your asshole?" "No." "Well, then you can't go." "All right, whatever." So it happens one more time along the way. They're stopping, and he wants to have something else. And so they get all the way to the thing, and the kid starts scratching off a lotto ticket, and he wins $1 million. And the grandpa goes, "Hey, I bought that ticket for you. That means I get a cut, right?" And he goes, "Well, does your dick touch your asshole, Grandpa?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Then go fuck yourself."
Yeah, I couldn't remember the punchline. I've heard that joke, but I was going like, "What is the?" I was literally trying to decipher the punchline when it comes into it.
That grandpa, go fuck yourself. Suck it.
Oh yeah.
Just so you guys know, Rosie O'Donnell's never been hot.
She's not hot. She's not hot. Never that has was been.
Of all the things you've said.
I've said a lot of things.
That was a wild
You know,
one.
You have said some things in my time, but then you beat all, man.
Yeah, that was a wild one to say.
I just saw a video of her or a thing that said that imagine a world where Rosie O'Donnell is better looking than Madonna.
Remember when she was funny?
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah. Like, that was like, she was fucking hilarious.
I mean, League of Their Own, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like all that shit. But then it was the same with Whoopi Goldberg, man.
Her personality was funny.
Like, well, yeah. But like, Whoopi Goldberg was fucking hilarious, but then they just like turn into these like old fucking, like, these old fucking monster fucking bitches that just want to piss and moan and complain about everything all the time.
But
and
it's, I'll tell you this.
Why don't you just be funny?
Whoopi Goldberg being with Ted Danson.
You
going to
call her hot again?
Whoopi Goldberg and Ted Danson.
So hot now.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, I know.
Wait, what?
They dated
for a
back
long,
in the day.
No, like they dated again, like in the last 10 years.
Really?
Again?
I thought he was married to the milfy girl from Step Brothers.
I think they got divorced.
Sure. Yeah,
Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen.
Yeah, Mary.
I think they got divorced.
Whoopi and him reunited.
Google. I'm not saying that Mitch is wrong, but I don't remember
you
hearing.
Can. It's fine.
I don't remember hearing.
I'm throwing out a lot of hearsay.
That came up pretty quickly.
History.
Dancing history. Loves and hookups.
Oh, God. Is that all we need to do is just...
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Best Buy.
Steenburgen.
Married in 95. I think they got married in 95.
Are they divorced? Or are they still together? I know they dated. I know that. I know Ted Danson. There
She's
you go.
Pretty.
She is pretty.
Mm. 92 to 93.
Ted. That's it?
Yeah.
Ted.
Started. He kind of looks like Howard Stern there.
I thought I heard that they started dating again after Steenburgen.
You tell me you wouldn't get down with Whoopi back then, Kyle?
No.
No.
Incorrect.
She was in Ghost, though.
Didn't she sing that song Fast Car?
Randy.
She kind of did look like her.
Is that his first wife? Right there?
Randy Danson.
He's married and later divorced in 75. So he's been married three times.
Did he ever marry Whoopi Goldberg?
Well, he married his chick for 16
Casey
years.
Casey Coates.
What was she in?
Jesus Christ. That guy got married.
He was in her.
Look at his hair.
He was married. He was married twice before any of us were ever born.
That's Cheers.
Isn't that crazy? Right.
That's Cheers hair.
What? Yeah. Then they just dated.
Then he married
Steenburgen. Okay, they got to still be together then.
They met on the set of Pontiac Moon. Ooh, she doesn't look as good there. She looks like Katie Sagal there.
She looks old, dude.
She has
She is old.
She's aged normally. I respect that. She hasn't had work done. Yeah. She looks like a normal woman.
Yeah.
She was an elf. She was an elf, though.
Yeah, but so we're not going to hold that completely against her.
Oh, man.
Today I saw my son use a bicycle as a weapon.
Yeah,
funny thing she ever said.
Yeah, they're still married. They're still married.
Good.
I thought so. I thought they were
good. Good for Steenburgen.
That's right. She's good for him. Dancing D.
Yeah.
Teddy D.
Yeah, you know
Ted
Danson
still. Are those hair plugs? Those are hair plugs, right?
I don't know.
I would assume that.
Yeah. Can you type that in?
Stuff done.
Ted Danson hair plugs.
He's 75 now.
Or hair transplant plugs. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Invisible netting that's attached to
the wigs. Wow, what a loser.
Toupee away. What a fucking loser. Mitch, will you do me a favor?
Wear a wig?
And wear a toupee.
Yes. Will you go to work? Now, will you please do this for me? We tried to get this guy that worked for us to do this for years, and he doesn't work at the company anymore. The Park District Company. But he was very high strung and
very bald.
Very bald and very angry.
Those two don't always go together.
Yes, I know, yeah. But I always try to convince him to just go into work one day wearing like a wig and don't say anything to anyone. He had a shaved head, you know, he was completely bald. Mm-hmm. And I was like, will you just show up at work one day and don't say anything about it and you have to play it completely straight? Just show up to work one day wearing like an awful wig from like the 70s, like a 70s porn star wig.
Yeah.
And then when if people come up to you and they're like, what are you doing? Just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like completely play it off.
That
and then go into the front office because the ops guys would know that he was like fucking around. But the women in the front office wouldn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah,
and that would be worth it alone to see them try to like balance like,
Yes.
Is something different, Matt, today?
Is something different?
What looks different about you today?
Oh, yeah, I'm growing a mustache.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been working out. I trimmed
my pubes. I nared my asshole.
I nared my ass.
Of course something's different.
So this is my butt right now.
Oh, that's fucking yuck. I wonder what he's doing right now. I bet he's getting fucked.
I bet he is. Probably fellatio.
I love that picture that you sent us over the other day of those guys just wringing out car wash water on each other.
That was Dustin.
Dustin sent that.
Because he got on the Sniffy's login page, and he's like, wow, even the login page is hilarious.
I have to tell them, about Sniffy's. Do you know how many people, I'm not even going to out the people on here, but you would not believe how many people have texted me and been like, What is that website that you guys look at all this dicks on?
It's hilarious.
Like it's unreal. So I'm constantly just being like, yeah, Sniffies. And then they'll be and like I'll get a screenshot of like and the one that I send out of the what the hell is the guy's name? Hey, it's not Cameron. The guy who does the menu reviews, the flamboyant guy in his husband.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Yes.
I've sent that out to multiple people
tonight
now. They're all obsessed with
it. Today I'm at Bob Evans. Yeah, like, and I got the chicken
Texas
fingers.
Roadhouse orders. I got the chicken. Hey, Dakota. His name's it's Dakota. I'm like, how long would Timmy last at a table with one of them? He's like, not very long. I wouldn't be able to.
I hate it when the people have the little tiny mic that they hold up to their
hands. I know. That bothers
that's
me.
It's caught on a string all the way to their phone. And it, like, you know, a cord, of course. Most people call
right.
it. But they're just like, okay. And you're like breathing. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I hear it. All
the tiny little one that they hold right here.
What is going on?
We're going to test our blood pressures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Timmy's up.
I'm going to test mine.
Oh, my God. 140 over 92.
You think it'll be that? Okay. I think it'll be less than that.
I don't know. Document it.
I will. I actually have to for my doctor.
I got the higher.
You got the higher?
Higher.
You go to the doctor?
Yeah, I do.
Doesn't show.
No, it doesn't show that I it doesn't show that I go to the gym.
It doesn't
because I don't.
I hope you get a gym membership.
I think I'm predicting like 125 over 82.
No okay. way, dude. It was downstairs. It was 135.
I know, but I'm already feel like I'm in a you better, less stressful
so
mood.
So relaxed right
when
now.
When it comes down to it, I'm much more relaxed.
Talking about gay love.
138 over 82.
That's what I said. Wow.
What's you
exactly
say?
What I think 130 you said over 92.
82. You said 92.
I also said 145.
Yeah, the systolic. Yeah, the systolic's still a little bit high.
What is this supposed to be? I don't know what a good
120 over 80.
That's a good number.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. Well, but so then, they try to tell you that it needs to be lower now, and it's just it's
who's
the,
they
the fucking whatever those yeah. medical fucks.
120 over 80.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you got to put it on that way on your left wrist. Turn your wrist up, your hand up, right? Yep.
Mitch is going to be through the roof. He's a time bomb.
I've had so many sodas. Now,
make sure that hit that circular big button.
Got the big the on
above your heart.
You're good.
Can
right
I look
there.
At it right now? Yeah. And just be stressed the whole time.
It's zero.
Do I have to actually tell you guys what happens?
Yes.
Because if it's like 190 over 90, I'm going to throw it.
Who cares?
What was it? 138 over 82. I literally have to log this.
Document.
Are you texting your actual doctor?
No.
Did you do that three times a day?
Just once a day.
At 9 p.m.
No, I just whenever.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
I hope it's through the roof. It's choking.
Numbers getting high.
Out. I'm so stressed out.
Yeah,
right now.
What is going on over there?
128 over 76.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
Yeah, you're fine.
Good for you.
I did it.
Yeah,
I fucking did it.
Did I make it? Yes.
I fucking good did
for
it.
You. Good for
I
you.
I feel good about that. Here you're up.
Oh, God.
Kyle.
Yeah, his tiny little girl's wrist.
A little tiny wrist.
Can it even magnetize or can it even Velcro?
No, it turns out that he's got a female wrist.
Yeah, I do. Skinny.
What was it, mine? 128?
You were good.
Over 76?
I'm yeah. under 80? God, I'm gonna call my doctor and say, fuck off.
Fuck you, don't you ever tell me what I
don't
can't eat.
Don't you tell me what I've had so much insulin today.
I bet you Kyle's is going to be so fucking low. He probably needs blood pressure medicine to make it more pressurized.
When I got my physical, it said it was low.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Because you have that giant dong. That's why.
135. Over 82.
Oh, that's about what mine is. Yeah. That's about what mine was. Yeah. You're gonna need the Lazart in here soon.
Yeah,
50 mils. You gotta. Oh, your wrist's on. You gotta take your watch off.
Yeah. what are you trying to tell?
It's already
time
too
for?
Much work.
It's already too much work. Timmy, that's
good. It's already too much work.
Oh,
you
got it. Yeah,
Timmy, you slay
just
me.
Like that.
You slay
me. Timmy, you slay
you and
me.
Your Sigourney Weaver shirt.
It's gonna be yep,
big button.
Yep, hit it again. That one cleared it.
Is
there
it
we
even
go.
On your wrist? Is it like?
Yeah.
Is no, it feeling
on.
Good?
It's on there. He's good. Good.
Why did the numbers go up so high initially? It made me really freaked out. Mm. I'm pretty sure my.
They do that to get an accurate test of your stress level.
Mm.
It's stressed. That's
a I know my.
Timmy looks horrified right now. Your face is like, oh, I'm gonna Oh, somebody! I love the searches that people also ask: is 140 over 70 good?
Yeah,
I don't know.
How fat am I? That's
oh, is that a good search?
This is going. It's climbing. It's choking his arm out.
Timmy can't breathe.
Climbing.
119 over 68.
Wow!
Holy shit!
He's
Timmy wins.
Are you wearing a
man,
promise
Timmy
ring?
Timmy wins.
Your diastolic is low.
What's that ring?
Nothing.
Shut up.
The mood ring, dude.
I know that you're engaged to a female, yeah, but what's on your ring finger?
It's a mood ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my promise ring to Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Jesus.
Congratulations, Jesus.
Staying a virgin Jesus. Until marriage.
That's right.
Oh, nice. Dare you. I dare you.
Anal virgin.
No fucking.
No receptive anal.
I hope. I hope.
That was funny on the Sniffies last time I was on. Everybody said, like, give only. And it was like, what? Who wouldn't want
How
their dick sucked?
How am I gonna work with this?
Yeah. Wild.
Wild. Wild. You can, I'm telling you, you're reading the depths of some of those.
Oh, yeah.
I read that last one, didn't I? Yeah, about
Tim.
Getting about somebody getting their guts stirred up.
Tim,
yeah,
let's change the topic.
What do you want to talk about?
Anything.
But anything.
Straight
what do you,
sex.
What do you think, Mitch, what was the best thing about 2023 to you?
Oh.
When you come down to it.
That's a good one.
It is New Year's Eve.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes. All right. Happy New Year. So there, we'll do this next time, right? Or we'll get even better about this. But I'm going to go off the cuff.
Go for it.
And tell you that I did.
Oh, ice.
I did like some of my new travels this year, like going to Dubai.
Okay.
That was that being a new trip.
Did you offend anyone in Dubai? Like probably, filming them? Probably. I saw that, that video you sent me of you filming the guys in like the full garb.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, surely it somebody saw him filming doing that.
It was the shoes. They were wearing the On Clouds.
Okay.
And I was filming because they had the shoes on. And my buddy that runs that Brixelated. So shout out to Adam Mullins from Brixelated.
He's got the Lego thing.
The Lego company. Oh, he always wears On Clouds. So I was trying to send him something to say, hey, look, you know, like.
You're not alone.
These people across the other side of the world are wearing the same shoes as you.
Yeah.
You brilliant.
Big baller brand.
Genius. Exactly. Oh, I got some new shoes. I got to tell you guys.
Steve Madden.
I'm totally changing the subject for a second, but you guys.
You got new shoes on?
No, not tonight, but I did buy new shoes at Nordstrom Rack.
In there something
Nordstrom
like
Rack. Nordstrom. Yeah, Paolo Nutini. Makes that song.
Okay.
You got any Travis? You got any Travis Matthew?
No Travis Matthew anything. At all.
Okay.
And I think it's overpriced. Is what
it's definitely overpriced.
I bought my first pair of Vans yesterday.
Nice.
I love
They're kind of the casual slash tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
For you know, when I'm making service calls.
Right. Right. Right.
I discovered a new brand of pants that I like this year.
Who are they?
Yeah. PGA Tour pants.
Dockers.
The actual, like, they're stretch waist.
Those are nice. I got a pair of
very light, light fabric. They're like five-way stretch is what it's called for your crotch and other places.
Yeah, you have those tight in the right
places.
That's
good. That's good.
You can't put a price on Levi's 505s, just your standard Levi's. Those are still the shit. You put those on, I fucking love them. It's just like the classic ones.
Yeah.
Something about the built-in stretch.
Something about it.
But anyways, go ahead with the PGA ones.
PGA pants, that's a good new search.
Those are good. The shorts are fantastic.
The shorts are great. Golf shorts are fantastic. Yes.
Very comfortable.
So I try and get all my shoes from Nordstrom Rack, and I try to get all my pants from PGA Tour. That's what I do.
I asked Dustin where he got it. I saw a pair of shoes that he had. We were down there when I was down there visiting the kid, and I was leaving, and he was like in the morning on Monday, and he was getting ready to go to work.
Yeah.
And I saw the shoes he was wearing. Dustin's always been a pretty good dresser. And I was like, I need to start thinking about stuff like this. I said, where do you get? And he gave me some fucking name. And I looked them up online. Apparently they have stores, but he like gets them online. And it was fucking ridiculous.
Really expensive?
It was two names, someone and someone.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're talking
Wolf
about.
Wolf and Shepherd?
No, it wasn't Croft and Barrow either.
No, I know which
Lowe's
one.
That's Lowe's house brand.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Gronk advertised for him for a while.
That's Wolf and Shepherd.
No, it wasn't that one.
I'll look it up.
It was something in...
Gronk was Wolf and Shepherd.
Well, I know, but it's not him. That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were saying...
You're right. I'm just wrong.
Fucking idiot. It was Wolf and Shepherd. it was something in... Oh, God. I'm going to have to look this up.
Ralph Lauren.
It was...
Travis Matthew?
I don't think that's accurate. I can't remember.
Hot Topic.
That's good.
Great place to buy them.
Which ones you're talking about, and I'm
Abercrombie and
Fitch. Johnston and Murphy.
That's it. Yeah. Johnston and Murphy.
Those are good shoes.
And I pulled up the sit from that. I was like, Jesus Christ! Like I'm not fucking spending that much on shoes.
Yeah. Right. Can't do it. Can't do it.
They did have some.
Can't win with them. Can't win with them.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those shoes. I think you got a pair of the blue ones, right?
I do. I have those blue ones.
Ugh.
But not in Johnston Murphy. I've got knockoff brand.
Right.
But that's, yeah, I bought a pair of Vans that were similar to those that kind of had that vibe to where they're kind of tennis shoe looking, but kind of business casual. Yeah.
You got to go to Nordstrom Rack.
I tried to go into Nordstrom Rack because Mikey No Name told me to go to Nordstrom Rack to try to buy some shit, and it was a fucking disaster, like trying to find anything. I couldn't find a fucking polo shirt. A fucking polo shirt anywhere.
That's not a brand, fucking polo.
No. But fucking polo.
Dude, just go to Dick's.
I went to Dick's. Dustin told me to go to Dick's to their golf ones.
Section.
They had dick for selection.
Really?
Dick. That's why it was called dicks, because there's dick there that you can buy.
There was just a huge penis there when you walked in.
There was just a huge dick that was like, just sit on it. Wow. You'll have more fun than trying to find anything you fucking need in this store.
Like, dick. It's like an early Beastie Boys concert.
Place. Yeah. It's just like, it was just shit selection. I am not fucking kidding you. They had
Which
like,
one did you go to?
I went to the one at the Fairfield Mall.
Half off dicks.
Okay. It was. I'm not fucking shitting you. They had one rack in the middle of the fucking store that had like six fucking polos on it, and that was all they had in that fucking store. And Dustin told me the same thing, dude. I just buy my shit from dicks.
You can go upstairs.
I went upstairs. I went all over the whole fucking store. Amanda was with me. Amanda can vouch for me that we went around looking. There was not shit.
Trash talking the whole time.
Oh yeah, like fucking Dustin. Fuck Dustin. He's always fucking telling me shit.
It might be that Fairborn one. Because I saw
it's Beaver Oregon, Creek. How dare you?
I saw an Oregon State Beavers flag in the Ohio State section, which told me that they saw OSU and ordered it incorrectly.
Yep. It's very possible.
And just put it in the Ohio State.
But how do they have that many?
And it cracked me up.
They had like, I mean, it was the shittiest. I mean, I'm not kidding you. There were like five. That's Dicks it. Everywhere. That was it. Five fucking types of polos.
Golf season's over.
And this was, but dude, this was
types of polo or just
no? When I it was, this was fucking June when I went there.
Oh, I thought this was like
no.
A couple weeks ago
it was I was
the...
literally I was going to do the polo for my job interview.
Yeah,
because I didn't want to go. I wanted to be like pseudo casual with it. And then I was asking him about that. You know, it was fucking June. I was like, this is unfucking believable.
That's weird. Then
I went to Nordstrom Rack.
We discover that you don't like shopping for polos is what we discovered in 2023.
No, we discovered more than I don't like shopping at all.
At all?
At all. I mean, like, shopping for clothes at all.
I like clothes.
It's just continual disappointment. That doesn't fit.
Like a Macy's,
they don't have my
size or something.
Yeah. Even that, man, it doesn't work. Like, you know, and of course, you know, I'll go buy like the I'm always fine with pants.
Uh-huh.
Like those,
yeah, lose them just like
yeah, that. Just lose them like that.
Wear them one
I just
time.
Lose them because I know I could just go buy fucking new
that's
ones.
That's right. That's right. You'll never lose a polo.
I have worn the same size pants since I was a fucking sophomore in high school.
That's crazy.
Like yeah, like that has
wild.
Not changed.
That is wild.
All the fat accumulation is from waist up into my neck, like it's like Buddha belly.
Can
and
you
nothing
like hide
fits
stuff
right.
underneath your stomach?
He's hiding his pants.
Immediately starts hiding a pen.
For those of you listening, Timmy just went underneath his stomach.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm suffocating.
It stinks down here.
Help me.
Help, yeah. But no, yeah, it's
oh my
fucking
God,
terrible.
He gave me a knife.
But yeah. That was awesome. That was Diddy was a little. We need to have him back and just talk about movies. I'm sure he'd come back and hang out with us.
Absolutely.
Just for something to do.
Absolutely.
To hang out and talk to these morons
Timmy,
about movies.
What'd you discover about yourself in 2023?
Discover about
I'm
myself.
Gay. I never realized it.
I don't know. That's kind of a loaded question.
It is. That's what I did.
I thought the question was what was the best thing that happened in 2023?
I changed it, man.
What was the best thing that
yeah,
happened
what's the
in
best
2023?
Thing
Finalization.
Got engaged.
I got engaged. Yep, everything got finalized.
Got a promise ring.
I got my kids back for the most part. Yeah,
that's cool. That's a good thing.
From NOM.
I don't know if that last one's a good thing. I mean,
no,
they could.
That's a good thing.
Time will tell.
Those monsters.
Tell.
What are they doing down there?
Yeah, you never know.
Flicking boogers.
Flicking boogers. Watch how far I can throw this one.
What else?
Greasy,
happened,
slimy
Timmy?
Ones.
Big year for Timmy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ones that barely fit in your nose. Like you're picking, and you're like, how the fuck did that even fit up in there?
Well, you know. I've had this conversation. I've had this argument with my wife regularly
about boogers.
Is there? she judges me because there are times, and any man that is a real man will side with me on this. There are times where a nose blowing just doesn't do it.
Yeah,
no, you got to get up.
Yeah, you got to get up in there with the finger.
Daily. Everybody picks their nose. Yeah. It depends what you do with it.
It's afterwards.
It's
what you do with it afterwards and when you do it.
Yeah,
okay.
You got a nose hair sticking out right now.
Yeah,
get it.
Get it. Don't you dare! I'm gonna throw up. Oh God. God. Oh, you missed
it. I didn't get it, but it's still right there.
God.
I can't get the underneath. Yeah.
Sick, but like.
But yes. No. It depends what you do afterwards. Yeah. And yes, how quickly you dispose of it.
Yeah, so like
and where
there,
you put
there's
it.
Time where like where like, I know that the blowing isn't going to work. So I will pick the booger and put it into the tissue. And she's so grossed out by that. She's like, "You are fucking disgusting.
You why put it in a tissue
immediately.
What does she want you to do? Just
blow my nose. Like, nope. That should work. Nope. I'm like, you've never had a rubber cement booger jammed up into your fucking nose.
Got some molasses. Yeah.
She's like the person that like wipes, like only needs to wipe like a half a time
on her and shit.
Then, yeah. Because, you know, it's just like gravel hitting the toilet.
I get up in there.
Oh, my God. You've never had the peanut butter sticky shits?
How many times do you think I've pooped since last Monday?
87.
Okay, that's a week.
One time?
How much cheese have you had?
Not too
cheese
much.
Cheese doesn't do anything for me, man.
Really?
I struggle.
It clogs a lot of people up.
Yeah, not
I've
me.
I've been doing fasting until like noon every day. I don't eat past 8 usually, and salads and eating pretty well, but still not like ridiculously well.
Yeah.
And a little bit of exercise.
Do you go to the doctor at all?
I do, yeah.
And when's the last time you went to your general practitioner?
When I tore my calf this summer.
Was it for a checkup, though, like a blood work checkup?
Yeah, I do that. I do that every year.
Every year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
It's amazing how many people don't do that.
Yeah.
My brother never goes.
And I asked for additional tests.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are scared of what.
Yes.
I mean, at what point, though, I mean, to me, and I'm not gonna lie about it, like, I get anxiety about it, not because it's like, oh, it's going to be bad, because then it's going to be like, then I'm going to have to fucking change, which is what I need to do. Yeah. Be like, I've always said that, like, I won't, like, get my shit together until, like, they tell me something's bad and I need to do it.
Because you don't have to.
Yeah, when it's like, I'll do that. So when they're, you know, when they come through, this last one I knew was coming. I'm like, yeah, but this one's going to be, because the last one was climbing into the pre-range and it was like, oh, no. And then, like, yeah, I went and did it. And then she, like, and then you see the phone, the doctor's number on your caller ID, like, oh, fuck, they're calling.
Here it is.
Fucking Wilford Brimley.
It is.
Yeah, this is like, well,
the Brimley news.
We're going to, yeah, so I have to get my I'm not officially, I don't officially have the sugar yet, but I have.
That's what a great phrase.
Yeah, I have three months to get it down naturally.
We should put that on a t-shirt.
I know.
I got the sugar.
I got the sugar. Oh. But my sister's been telling me that forever. You need to get your shit together. You're going to fight. They're going to saw your fucking
what
foot off.
What's she got?
Nothing. A colonoscopy not that long ago, but we talked about that already.
Yeah.
She doesn't have anything wrong with her. I mean, aside from the fact that she's a psycho. But she does have... I'm not kidding
her.
That's another one. Like,
cats.
So many people are like, when's your sister coming back on? Your sister's fucking hilarious. You got to get her back on here.
She is great.
She's like, she's nuts. Like, it's hilarious. I'm like, yeah, she does need to come back on. We need to, like, start doing, like, a regular, like, a monthly. She needs to sit in on a monthly one.
Yeah.
And then she's
so angry with the world.
She's like, I don't want to sit in on your stupid show. I'm like, that's why
I don't want to.
You don't want to be here. That's what makes it funny.
Stupid show.
Yeah.
At least have her on for a Patreon.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, yeah. Make the people pay for it.
What do you get? Are you guys busy next weekend, by the way?
What's
in the morning,
weekend?
Like matinees in the morning. I was thinking about doing two.
What weekend? Are we talking
describe
about?
Matinee to, in your mind. What is a matinee?
Whatever, early in the morning.
But isn't a matinee
can be
afternoon?
Whatever. It can be anything before nighttime.
I'm not trying to call you out and be an asshole.
No, it's fine. I get it. You're right.
I just like
matinees
in the morning.
It's right. I don't get defensive, Mitch, unlike certain people at this table when we give them shit.
Whoa.
He's when he gets that back on.
Mitch is walking out.
What? Am I defensive?
Are you talking like
you're
this?
Defensive.
Are you talking like this weekend?
This coming weekend.
I can't do Saturday. I'm going to the Bengals game.
Oh, it's a Saturday game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
But I can do Sunday.
Who do they play?
Is it a Saturday day game?
The Vikings. Yeah, they play at 1.
Fuck the Vikings. 3-0 final score?
What the
wild
fuck happened
game.
There? I know.
Wild. Well,
how did the Raiders not win that?
They benched Dobbs.
Who they put in?
He's been playing so bad.
The Raiders. And
Mullins.
The yeah.
Mullins.
Nick Mullins.
Hey, yeah. Clearly it was an improvement. 3-0.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the Vikings won't win the North. Maybe the fucking Lions will actually be able to beat somebody in their fucking division.
I'd be more scared of the Packers right now than the Vikings. Yeah,
they don't have to pay them again, though. They don't have to play them again.
They're winning right now, aren't
Packers,
they?
Packers are...
on a streak.
Jordan Love. They're going to have another one. They're going to go Favre, Rodgers, right to Love.
What about you? What was the big thing for 2023?
Married.
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 Bought a house.
Married. Bought a house.
I mean, it's too big.
Discovered Sniffies.
Discovered Sniffies. Full-time job.
Full-time.
That's big. That's the big four.
2023 has been a big year for Kyle.
That's the big four right there.
It's been a grown-up year for Kyle.
Marriage, home, gay sex.
Yes.
Full-time job. That's the big four.
The big four.
The big four.
Big four.
Been quite the year.
Yeah, it's been a...
So who gave away Megan at your wedding? Your dad?
Her dad.
Her dad. That's what I meant to say. That's what I meant to say. Her dad.
Her dad.
Just wanted to see if he signed off on you her being dad. The husband.
Yes.
He probably didn't. Yes, he probably did. Just told him that. He was probably like, God.
Could be.
This kid.
We don't know.
He's so skinny.
Yeah.
If they're attacked, he will not be able to defend himself.
He can't stick up.
He will not be able to defend my daughter's honor.
Yeah. No. I can beat some
twig.
Ass.
He's a twig. Kyle goes and picks on little kids at the Miami's Brew pool. I'll beat your ass, you little shithead.
It's white shit. Yeah. Why is it white?
I got a belly full of white dog shit.
Belly dog shit.
Bring it. It's just white dog dirt.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's good.
But yeah, good year.
Yeah.
Good year, man.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah.
What's 2024 going to happen? More gay sex.
More gay sex, probably. Hopefully not another marriage.
Married again?
Hopefully not another house.
You guys should renew your vows every year.
Not going to happen. We will never renew our vows. And you know why? Because we didn't even fucking say them at the wedding. And Joel will attest to that.
All that happened was she got hit in the face with a stick.
Correct. And I told her good luck.
And God, good luck. That was the best. That was a fucking mess. Yeah. Like, so he set him like backwards or some shit. And then Kyle was just like, the guy... The reverend didn't do it in like rememberable amounts of sins. He said a paragraph.
We had talked about it when we did like the rehearsal kind of thing. I was like, all right, like five or six words at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can all repeat it.
It wasn't like Kyle translating. Tink. Yeah.
He was like, all right, I'll keep it short. And then he just went on, and I'm like, I don't know what to say.
I will honor, faith, cherish, and pay into a Roth IRA that will have a 3% rate. It's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Line.
It was weird.
Then they got through it, and you just heard Kyle through the mic go, good luck to his Megan. Everyone started laughing.
And she did. A little branch like came up, because we got like married under like a tree, the willow tree, the whole thing. It was a tree, and a branch came underneath her and like stuck on her like her strap for the dress. So I had to pick it out for her because it like nailed her in the head.
Yeah, fell to her face, it like hit her in the face, and it's like stuck there. It's just like in the middle of it.
Laughing the whole time because that's nervous laughter. Yeah, how she got through it, but. That's good. Not a bad year.
That's a good year.
Like I said, hopefully none of that happens again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Except one of the four.
Diarrhea.
Correct. Oh, man.
Diarrhea is the big four.
I've had diarrhea for the last 13 years.
My sister said that. She goes, I haven't had a solid stool in 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Like, should I eat more vegetables?
It's,
I don't understand.
Always have the loose stool, huh, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's,
why is it all floating?
I've been eating a lot more apples lately, and it's getting...
You know what they say, an apple a day.
What Charlie says.
What'd you say? You've been eating a lot of apples lately?
Yeah.
And I got news for you. That means you're gay.
You don't like apples? What's your favorite kind of apple, Mitch?
Gala.
Gala? You like this?
It would be.
Yeah.
I had to. Right after that.
Yeah.
I got a pinch of
jazz. Apples.
I got a pinch
of. I love Macintosh. Macintosh apples are the best.
Yes. The iPad.
The wicked pisser.
Honey Crisp.
The wicked.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Those are my new. Honey Crisp were my new.
Red Delicious
Pink
is always.
Ladies.
Oh, yeah.
I 15 years ago, I would say it was the Granny Smith, but they're too sour now.
Yeah, they are.
Can't deal with them.
They're very tart.
Yeah, they're very tart. Amanda was shit talking Granny Smith. How the fuck do you not like Granny Smith? And then, like, I bought some.
Go in apple pie.
They'll use Granny Smith, but they can use any of them, I believe.
The Dutch apple pie.
Bend over, hover, a little Dutch apple pie.
Raspberry tort.
Dustin. Yes.
Look out.
Dutch apple pie.
God, that guy hated us. I wonder what he's doing now. Does my Facebook come up if you go onto Facebook?
No, every time we do this, it's always backfires.
I think I may have put it in, though. I think I might have logged it into where it'll go into it. Now it does.
No, nice.
Go into
it's the it list page.
Click on the top right Yep. Switch the other one to the. There you go. Switch out to my original one. Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. And see if a Ryan Hubbard comes up. Ryan R Y A N H U B B A R D.
Chuba. RJ.
One mutual friend. I don't know if that's him or not. Click on that and see if that's him. Who are the mutual friends?
Jen Brown.
Did he move to? No, that's not him.
Not him.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Ryan Hubbard? Business owner?
No, that's not him.
Polk State?
I wonder what happened to that guy.
The fuck is that?
A lot of people don't have Facebooks anymore.
Yeah, I know. They're starting to get rid of them. Yeah. He had like the Honda fucking Accord with the wing on the back of it.
Oh,
like
the fucking spoiler.
Yes, and the shit sticking out of the side.
Love Fast and the Furious.
Yes, that guy. But like, we used to fuck with that. He was straight white trash. But like, you know, like ghetto fabulous white trash. You know those guys, Mitch?
Yeah,
like
I know.
The guys that
ghetto
fabulous. Yeah, you know, like the guys that you like. I don't care. It's like that dude. Who's the dude from Grey's Anatomy that was from Springfield?
Oh, the older heartthrob guy.
Yes,
Sebastian.
I forget what his name is. But it's like I don't care what I don't care how Anatomy. I don't care how much pull up Grey's Anatomy. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how successful you get in Hollywood.
Okay.
You are from Springfield, Ohio, and you can never wash that off.
Magnum's from Springfield.
My point exactly.
Oh.
Right there. Justin Chambers.
That guy's okay. From Springfield?
To the right of Dempsey. Yeah, click on him. That guy's from Springfield, Ohio.
Okay.
And yeah, look at him.
2 million followers.
He still has that, like, I don't care. That dude is worth millions now from that show, but he still has that Springfield dirty on him that will not come off.
Okay.
And that's exactly how that Hubbard guy was.
Okay.
He was like, I mean, I'm sure like girls that like, you know, like trashy girls thought he was hot.
Yeah.
But like, you know, he had like the big gold chain and, you know, he delivored for a chicken restaurant.
Never a good look.
Yeah. With a Honda Accord with a giant, I'm talking like one of those 4 foot spoilers on the back of it.
God, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. He was like 19 or 20 and he was dating like a girl who was like 15.
And
we would always give him shit and he would get so mad about it.
That's gross.
Dustin would fuck with him all the time. Like, and he would, and we would just fuck with him all the time, and he would get so mad. Just all kinds of shit about him being a fucking cradle robber and all
right.
And stuff like that.
So he was the guy with the white glasses that we said.
At one point he did. There's no doubt. No doubt that a few years later he was a white sunglasses guy. Yeah. But like, the high and tight, but like would gel it forward.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, and, you know, like would be like crispy on the front and then like, yeah. And had like the, you know, the crustache goatee. That, like, you know, he couldn't quite grow a good one.
Crustache.
Yeah, it was a crustache goatee.
Oh.
And then, Dustin was the one who said that to him about that. And was just, as he would just keep going at him, and the guy would get mad, and Dustin would just keep talking, like, getting him to fucking, Dustin can just go. And go
what?
until
no.
you fuck yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think that happened.
He loves picking on Mitch.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. And I don't get it.
It's because you're sensitive, Mitch. He's trying to weed out your weakness.
I noticed how you were late tonight and texted us in the group chat that Dustin's not in.
Yeah, it's
so
none of their
he
business.
Didn't see it. That's well done.
Yeah. Mitch also sends Instagram reels to a me and Kyle only one because you're not
Instagram?
On Instagram.
No,
Timmy's not on Instagram, not but on he won't send one
on
to the Dust ones. I don't think so.
Mike
I don't have access to the Dustin one. Is there one?
I don't think he gets on Instagram.
The one that Dustin sends to all of us.
I don't. I'm not on that.
He doesn't. Or maybe he just sends them in links. I can't remember.
Yeah. But Dustin's on Instagram.
Be like, fuck Dustin. Yeah. Fucking asshole.
He's on the gram.
I just noticed that
he's a prick. Don't worry. I agree with you. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
But he's also one. He's a balloon.
Shoes.
He's a balloon, Mitch.
He's a balloon.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll talk shit and he'll like act like he's like, but it's not much to pop him and then he'll be out of control.
He made a good point about the Chiefs yesterday that Mahomes never calls out his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good
that
point.
That is true. Mahomes does not do that, but he also whines.
Yes.
Like a little
awfully.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah.
He doesn't call out his brother or his stupid wife either.
Jackson.
He threw quite the fit yesterday. He did. It was like, Jesus.
Did you see somebody put that to like a baby crying? I saw it. And he's running around like fucking screaming. Who was he calling out?
The refs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was going right at the refs. I saw one where like he was getting held back by his teammates.
That was the one that they put the baby crying
when
to.
When you don't bundle your home and auto.
Yeah.
And he was like just going after him.
I still think that fucking Nuggies one with Reed is great.
His fingers go across.
That is good.
Do it again.
It again with
those Nuggies.
Nuggies.
walks his fingers through. Because Andy Reid's actually funny.
Andy Reid's awesome.
The other guys in that aren't funny. Andy Reid, they suck.
He's going to end up being a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
I mean, he's at the end of the day, he'll probably be in at least the top 10.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no doubt.
Who would you rather have sex with, him or Bill Parcells?
That's a tough one.
How about the better question? Who would you rather not have sex with?
Both overweight.
Is Bill Parcells that overweight, though?
He used the definition of
tuna. The big tuna?
He had the first food.
Oh, do you say Parcells? I was thinking Belichick. Sorry,
no, Belichick
just wears weird shit.
Yeah, I like Belichick's not really over. I mean, he probably is overweight. But.
Who's worse? And I don't mean anything sexually. Who's just worse as a person, Bill Belichick or Nick Saban?
Saban, 100%.
Think so?
Oh. God,
I don't know. I don't know those guys personally.
Saban is.
I know they're both good coaches.
Oh, that's all I can say about them. They're both fantastic.
I don't know them personally. You know who they're not? Dan Campbell.
Yeah. Yeah, arguably, those are the two best coaches at.
I get
their levels.
I get mad. I get mad because Amanda has the hots for Stefanski.
It's good looking.
She thinks she's
from the Browns.
Yeah, she thinks he's like this good. Oh, who's the one with the hot coach? And then like somebody said the Browns. She's like, yeah, him. And I'm like. Pulling up pictures of Dan Campbell, and I'm like, how the fuck do you not think Dan Campbell's hotter than that guy? Like, offended, like, arguing with her
Dan
about it.
Dan Campbell will
murder
a puppy for you.
I'm like, that guy would run through a brick wall for
he
you.
He would.
Yeah, and like, look at that guy with his stupid, you know, gray skunk beard.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell's
a
man.
He does have a very gray beard.
Yeah. It's an impressive beard, though.
He's got a Justin
it's a Grant
Chambers
George
type.
Beard.
It's what Justin Chambers is going to look like.
Yeah. What else has been going on this year? What else did you do anything else exciting? What's your 2024 look like, Mitch?
No.
2024.
Or dates with strippers.
I've never gone out on a date with a stripper. Not to date. Nothing yet.
Yeah. Any trips to Lexington planned in the near future?
I actually
should.
Yeah,
probably
you should.
Probably should.
Yeah. I think we should all go.
This won't air until afterwards, but I got Amanda tickets to Railbird.
Oh, yeah.
And it's knocking a whole bunch of people out of Stapleton's there.
Nice. That's a
my
good
boy,
Strait.
My boy Nolan Taylor got the call up to Railbird.
Nice.
He's going to be there.
Holly was interested in that one.
Yeah. Noah Kahn.
She
loves
Counting Crows.
Counting Crows are going
to
be there.
It's the only one that even seemed interesting. Nice.
It was, oh God, they suck. somebody, the second, Hozier's there too. He's really good live. Okay.
Take to church. Huh?
Yeah, well, that's like his worst song too. Yeah,
I know, he's got so many better.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of awesome songs, but it's a pretty good lineup. But it was cool. Fucking pretty pricey this year. It's getting more expensive. It was more. It was over three for the 2 day.
Jeez, yeah. You get a lot though.
Yeah, but it was in there. I mean, and I didn't get them till.
Did you see what Foo Fighters tickets were?
Fucking ridiculous.
$220 at the Great American Ballpark. The
Chili Peppers are fucking insane too.
Is it really? I haven't looked at those.
They're playing Riverbend and like Lawn is like $79.
Man,
for them, they're. I mean, I've seen them several times, so yeah. I don't really have a Jones to go
Never
see them
seen
again.
The Peppers.
There's always Creed.
There's always Creed. That's
we
right.
We always have Creed. Yeah, those are the only tickets I own for 2024.
Kyle's gonna have to buy aftermarket ones because he's not getting out of this Vivid out of this seats. Concert.
I'll go to Vivid.
I don't care if you
bail on this.
I have to take him hostage.
He's gonna stab you in the temple or something.
You're gonna get chloroformed.
That's yeah,
that's
and
fine.
If you bail on Creed. I'm taking a screenshot of your face and I'm making it my Sniffy's profile. There you go.
You get two. You get a choice of these two options. One,
I don't want
you become on Sniffy's.
I don't want that to happen.
Or two, you get chloroformed and taken there.
Yeah.
To the concert?
Yeah.
Okay, the second one.
I would rather be chloroformed and jammed into a trunk than have my face put on Sniffy's.
But you have to be put in the trunk.
That's fine.
We used to do that for fun when I was in high school.
Yeah, that sounds
not chloroform sad. People. Get into the trunk. We'd get into the trunk and just.
Just kidding, we're having home for dinner.
All the time. We had this spot on German Street in Tip City. It had like a real fucking up down to a trailer to a fucking train track.
So you a would real go up down. Real fast.
So yeah, we would take turns getting in the trunk of the car and then driving each other's cars as fast as we could to get airborne over fucking track.
Hell yeah.
With the guys in the back of it.
Blood was.
There was a couple that were pretty bad that we hit. And it was like, oh fuck, like stop, like bang, like let me out of this trunk because that one was bad. But like we had fun. Yeah, it was good.
Best thing I enjoyed myself. Yeah, you know what I want to do in 2024 is what I did in high school. I would steal at least one
masturbate in the bathroom.
And throw them at mailboxes and try to destroy some mailboxes.
You were a destructive asshole like that.
I only did it one time, but we had a fun night.
What would happen if, at your age, a cop would stop you from doing that? Like, be like, what do you think the cop would think? Like, oh, this isn't a 17-year-old. This is a
44-year-old. 44-year-old.
Doing this.
What do I think? I don't give a fuck.
That wasn't the question.
You'd probably say,
I think it depends where you were at.
Yeah.
When you were doing it.
Boulder, Colorado. That's where I'm going to do
That's where you do it?
I'm going to do it
they
in
don't
a
have cops
country.
There.
I'm going to do
they
it.
They voted the police out.
Defund
there.
The police.
They defunded them completely.
He would help you.
He would help you. Yeah. Like, you got another one?
You go.
Go to Bend, Oregon.
Let's go over here.
That's one of the trips I want to do in 2024.
Oregon?
No, Colorado. Go to a game in Boulder and then Coors Field. In a weekend.
That's a good plan.
I think that'd be a good one. Washington.
Direct on United.
You can add in.
Washington and the Mariners also.
You can add in the Broncos.
We just got them as a customer, by the way. Washington.
All in September. Do it all in September.
Yeah.
That stadium looks awesome.
Yeah, and Matt went up there. He was talking about how awesome it was just a few months ago.
That stadium is awesome. I put it on the list.
It's right on the fucking sound.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they tailgate.
I think the stadium itself is boring. That's why I didn't put it on my list.
The view and they tailgate on with those boats. Boat gate, I guess I should say.
When you talk about that,
I think that trip would be.
I'm trying to come up with that.
The Mariners is right there.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd have to do it in the fall, obviously, with the Mariners still playing.
Go in September, early September.
Yeah,
because it's gorgeous up there too. Anyway,
you get baseball and football on the weekend.
Yeah. It rains the least up there then. Every fucking time I've been there, I swear to God, I've been to Seattle probably like at least five times, and it has never been anything but fucking blue skies, completely sunny, awesome.
Hey, you fucks.
What's that?
I bought my plane tickets for Vegas.
Ah, you haven't heard everybody bailing on you already?
It's already happening?
Oh, it's already been happening, yeah.
No, nobody's told me.
Oh, yeah. Were we talking about that on the podcast? Yeah, they're all that... Everyone's all like, I can't go.
You can't go?
I haven't said that.
That's him bailing already. Remember that Offspring concert we were supposed to go to? Yeah. A lot of things have changed. He said that. A lot of things have changed since we committed to that.
One, never committed.
Yeah.
And two, did not say
that. That's the poll already. Dustin's like, I got a lot of shit to pay for with this kid, this wedding. And he's just like, I can't go. And then he's all like, I got a house now and a wife and I got things.
Anyway, I got my stuff's taken care of.
That's what I mean. It's
Mitch will be there.
I'm good.
Mitch was going to spend that money anyway on the timeshare.
When's the wedding?
September.
September again? They just delayed it like a year?
Yep.
Again?
That goes, but. It was only delayed once.
Well, the kid kind of put a little.
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be in 22.
No, it was supposed to be this past year in 23.
I think
it was
engaged in 22, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
It's Christmas time.
Okay. Yeah.
Ernie action.
Yes, that's right. You know, this gay dog. Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Ernie fucks. Men.
Ernie runs into doors all the time when you go down there. That dog skids everywhere he runs into things. Pow! And then like hits shit all the time. Dustin's out back yelling
at Michael Winslow.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
Dustin's out back yelling at him when we're out there. We were like around this fire. I was watching I don't know who the fuck they were playing. I think it was the Bucks game. I was just sitting out around this fire that he has, like this cobblestone thing area that he did. He like had a fire going and I was watching the Bucks and Lions.
Because I was here.
Yeah. Yes, he was dog sitting for me.
They had the creamsicle uniform.
Yes. And Ernie's running around the yard barking at people and Dustin's yelling at him like this domesticated asshole. All right, shut up. Get up.
Like Will Ferrell. Yeah. Like Will Ferrell at the SNL skit.
Yeah.
Hey,
get off the goddamn shed.
I love that episode or that bit Will Ferrell's yelling at the kid at the T-ball game.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's
the
same
one. Get off the shed.
Oh, well, he did the burgers. That was his audition.
Oh no,
where he was having it. There's a. I think it's a different one that Mitch is talking about.
He's in the stands. Yeah, you're right.
It's Christina Applegate, maybe.
Yeah,
I forget who it is, but that one's great. He's just like, if you get off first base one more time, you know what's going to happen at home. But let me tell you about.
Did you see the video? Speaking of Will Ferrell, did you see the video of him in Columbus?
No.
He's like a crazy LAFC fan.
Oh, no.
And they play the MLS Cup.
Yeah.
Columbus Crew won on Saturday night.
Yeah, I went to the semifinal. You guys saw that video,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And Matt was on the, like, was at the game because, you know, Ben runs the Columbus Crew, Ben Jackson. And the customer of the companies, but he was there. And then LAFC is also a customer. That guy came. The head guy came for the final.
Get any of us tickets to that?
I didn't even get me tickets. but I had a gig anyway. I had to go play at the Eagles Club.
can't turn that.
I about cussed out the pizza guy there too, but that's different story. He was talking about how we were getting.
I said no vegetables.
They were having like a pizza party, and we have to load in like through this shitty area. And
pepperoni.
They had blocked off. We normally park up behind these dumpsters. There's like a driveway to the dumpsters, and some asshole, which I think was a bartender at the Eagles, parked at the end of the driveway so that we normally pull our trucks into there and unload all our shit from there. So we had to figure it out and park on the street. And I went to, we're loading in, you know, $5,000 worth of shit. It's all ridiculously fucking expensive and heavy. And we got to come up and there's like these, like we have to go through three fucking doors to get into like the Eagles thing. And there's like a kitchen in the basement, and they're having like this pizza party, and we're coming through there trying to load all this shit in. Yeah, there's a kitchen in the basement, and they're making pizzas for this, like they have a pizza party on these certain weekends.
Yeah,
and then actually it's going on when we're supposed to be fucking playing in there. Our shit isn't cleared out where we're supposed to be setting up. So like there's fucking tables there and people sitting in them, and it's like, you motherfuckers, you know someone's playing here. Get them the fuck out of here. And then we have to sit. We don't have anywhere to put our shit. And this fucking guy who's running the pizzas up, who's probably like 50 or 60 years old, is like, you know, coming up and we're coming through, you know, trying to load our shit through, and it's fucking pouring down rain. And the vessel's like, how much more you got? You guys are killing me here. No. And I'm like, oh, we're fucking killing you. I said that to him and looked at him. And he just, and of course, Jason starts kissing his ass. Like, and I'm just like, don't fucking kiss his ass to Jason. I said,
why did he say that?
Because he's a fucking dickhead. Like, you know, and it's just like, fuck you, motherfucker. I know, I should have. I said, and I just looked at him. I said, we're fucking killing you. I said, you want to talk about who's getting in whose fucking way right now to this guy? And he just kind of went like, I don't know if he was trying to be a dick or if he was just like, man, you know, it's just done. But it's just like, shut the fuck up. I will throw my shit in this fucking truck and get the fuck out of here now.
Pay me.
Yeah. And it's like, you fucking pizza asshole. Guy. And then he starts kissing our ass. Like, you guys want to go? You guys want to throw pizza into to-go boxes, you know, before I put it all away? It's like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Pow. Pow. Beat his ass.
Yeah, I want to feed this to my dog.
Anyways.
Put your face on Sniffies.
Anyways, here's Oasis. here's Wonderwall. Hope you guys have a good New Year's. We appreciate you. Check out Patreon, patreon.com/theitlistpodcast. Links on there. Sign up for a tier level. Get bonus episodes. You get merchandise coming your way. Bonus content, early access. You get entered into the wheel of booze every single month. Doesn't matter how long you've been a member. Doesn't matter what tier level you are. As long as you're on there, you get entered into the wheel. You could be walking away with a 750 milliliters of some liquid goodness. Yes. So tell all your friends about it. Tell all your friends about the It List. We should be some interesting video stuff here soon. We're pretty set up. What are you doing, Mitch? People can hear you talking.
I know. What are you saying? I want him to play Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah. Dan Fogelberg version?
Uh-huh. What are the chances that you think Kyle could spell that? Should Auld we ask?
Sign? Yeah. I know that
what
one.
Is it? What is it? Just go down to the music, the Apple Music. He's wrong.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
No, that's not it.
That's it.
It is A-U-L-D.
Oh, I was talking the Dan Fogelberg version.
Same old legs.
I like that one. That one's good.
Your crazy
play
kids
that.
And your Dan That'll Fogelberg.
Play that on the way out. Let's hear that.
Is that the same song?
Yep.
No, it's not.
When premium ingredients come together, memories are made forever. Fannie Mae, together is timeless.
You crazy kids.
This is a Hefty Renew bag. It's filled with hard to recycle plastics. For every 38 bags dropped in with your regular...
I get excited about trash bags.
Here it is.
It's a gorgeous song.
This song... You can turn off that.
You're queer.
I regret nothing.
You know,
way over the top.
I don't know. I don't know if Kyle likes a lot of piano ballads.
He does.
You're goddamn right.
Is that your favorite instrument?
I have good taste.
The piano, because I have fantastic
he
taste.
He loves the synthesizer.
That's right. Yeah. But yes, patreon.com/theitlistpodcast. But go to theitlistpodcast.com and sign up for our social media. Follow us. Comment. We want to hear stuff. We hope you guys have a good New Year's. For Timmy Ruxman, Beer League Kyle, Mohit Mitch, and Fat Ed Joel, we'll see you guys later.
Peace. O'Doyle rules.
We sure do hope that you enjoy the ride. We hope we gave you tickles deep inside. Won't you try to keep that smile on your face? Until next week, same time, same place. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. We won't tell. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. We won't tell.